This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Deep in the countryside of northern Syria lies a tiny village with a very big problem. For more than a century, it's been common practice in Keston for its 5,000 residents to intermarry. The tradition of marriage between first cousins is widespread in the Arab world, seen as a way to keep property and businesses in the family. But intermarriage is also inherently risky. As many as 800 children in this impoverished village are living with extreme genetic defects. Kristen Gillespie reports.
As Malik Mahmo walks along the narrow, unpaved streets of his village, he points to house after house where families have children with major genetic abnormalities.
These children are like forgotten stones. The sun rises every day and their lives don't change. No education and only some basic care from their families. Otherwise, it's as if they don't even exist.
At the edge of the village, Malik pays a visit to one family with seven children. Four of them have mental retardation, are blind, have physical disabilities, or a combination of all three. The other three children are healthy. The father married his first cousin, as his parents and grandparents did before him. On the cement terrace outside their two-room home, two blind sisters sit crouched in the corner, as they do most days. Diana's 10 years old. She rubs her balled-up fists incessantly into her eyes. She says she doesn't want anyone to see that she's blind. Nadia, age 12, clutches her doll made of sticks tied together with crude twine, her head pointed toward the ground.
I just make...
Diana.
Diana?
Hey.
Malik asks if Diana is happy with life. She doesn't answer. Nadia says she wants to go to school, but her parents won't let her. Hamoude, their younger brother, is blind and has mental retardation. Little Ahmed, age 2, is also blind and requires constant care. Ahmed's body is frail, and though he wiggles his limbs, he can't stand or walk. It's a condition seen throughout the village, but no one seems to know what it is. Malik says the affected children rarely live beyond their teenage years. The families of Keston say they've consulted doctors around Syria, but no one's been able to diagnose these conditions. Malik says Keston is a forgotten place. It isn't even listed on road signs. The olive and pomegranate trees around the village belie the poverty within. Men earn a few dollars a day by pulling stones from the hillside, breaking them into pieces, and selling them as construction material in the market a few miles away. In the streets of Keston, children play in the dirt or in small piles of trash. Many are barefoot, their clothes torn and unwashed. Intermarriage is common in villages like this one. In this case, it's not driven by tradition or religion. Malik says the practice continues simply because families are so poor they can only afford to marry a relative.
You want to marry someone from outside the family, the dowry is usually more expensive, so people marry from within. We even have a saying, he who doesn't marry his cousin dies of his worries. But the truth is, he who marries his cousin dies of his worries.
The dowry is a serious business because it's used to pay for a modest home and furniture for newlyweds. That can cost up to $2,000. Even with the obvious risks of having children with congenital disabilities, many first cousins here are still willing to take their chances. Hassan is 39 years old. He laughs a lot and entertains his guests with jokes and stories. He relies on a wooden dolly with a T-shaped handle to move around. His legs are only a few inches long, and his body is weak. Hassan says his condition is the result of more than 100 years of intermarriage in his family. He reels off a list of his half-dozen nieces and nephews with shortened limbs or blindness. Isa, Hassan's younger brother, sits listening quietly in a plastic lawn chair. He got married 5 months ago to his first cousin, and they're trying to have a baby.
Yes, I understand the situation, but this is God's will. Should we stop getting married because of this?
Isa's mentality is what Malik is trying to change. Every disabled child who's born in Keston will live a short and painful life, he says.
These handicapped people are our brothers and sisters. This is what God chose for us, and everyone is responsible.
Malik, the village school teacher, has taken it upon himself to call attention to the problems of Keston in the hopes that someone will help. We're poor, and in some ways we're ignorant, Malik says. But please make sure everybody understands that we're human beings like everyone else, trying to live a decent life. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Gillespie.